Sharing Love, or a Return to the Center. Archangel Michael, humans, and now I speak for the collective again, have lost the sense of prudence, of balance. It is extremes, extremes in behavior, extremes in emotionality, extremes in belief systems. Bring them back to the center. I said that I found this comment, which I came across, startling from several perspectives. First, because it came right after I started writing about focusing on extreme behavior rather than religion, race, etc. A crime is a crime, no matter who does it. I've been writing on coming back to the center, the middle, the heart. And boom, I come across this quote. Amazing. So it startled me because I'm already doing it. I gladly accept this assignment, Archangel Michael. It fits with everything I feel inside me. I breathe love up from my heart, from my center, and enjoy feeling it pass through me and on out to the world. I recognize my heart, my center, as an interdimensional portal, which I intend to start using through meditation to visit the higher planes, now that I've taken on this assignment. It startled me as well from the perspective of having taken on the assignment of illustrating how an archangel works with his servant. This is a look into that process. Here, Michael has probably inspired me to write about extremism and a return to the center, and then afterwards directs me to the place in the readings where he asked me to do it. Surprise, surprise. Never mind just having books fall in our head, opening to a certain passage or finding an interesting website during an unrelated search. He just starts up the band, whether I'm aware of his influence or not. So this is one hidden but effective way an archangel works with his servant. And the third perspective is how utterly revolutionary what Michael has proposed is. Can you imagine? We've had the wave of love, and now the whole world knows what real love is. It's no longer a secret, and the whole world wants it and wants to know how to keep it. And so we all become aware now of the role of the divine qualities, especially love, in helping us shape the world we want in the future. Because living from the divine qualities is what will guarantee us the continuing experience of this love, which we now seek. The Arcturian group tell us living in the higher frequencies is an energy of openness and respect. Respect for each other's choices in all areas. No judgment or criticism, which always involves personal concepts, square brackets, vasanas, I have called them, see footnote 5. Higher dimensional living flows harmoniously on an energy of love. Having exhausted fads and fashions, in crowds and corrupted truth, we now let go of extremes. We let go of acts and dramas and pleasures and detours and resolve on creating an environment friendly to love, peace, and truth. We let go of needing to feel special, important, included. We now see where love lies in our hearts. And we see that we can breathe it up, send it out to the world, and experience it as it flows through us, see footnote 7. We no longer look from love from another, although it's nice. We have our own eternal artesian well. Gone is every kind of ism. Who needs to restrict their vision and behavior in this way when what we all seek always, -love, we already have. We now value friendliness and interest in others, compassion, and a sense of responsibility for the whole, all of which are now seen simply as opportunities to share and experience love.